Okay, this is the Art Drysdale vignette entitled Chelsea. Revised one in 3, 2, 1. Early each year I get inquiries about Chelsea, the world's greatest flower show. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. All about it right after this. 3, 2, 1. Britain's Royal Horticultural Society moved its Great Spring Show to the new venue of Chelsea Royal Hospital way back in 1913. It's been attracting huge crowds ever since. I have visited the show on at least 7 occasions, and a decade ago I attended each of the 4 days of the run. This year again, the show is a 5-day run and includes the Saturday. A few years ago, I visited the show on the final day, and I was impressed with some of the innovations, primarily in crowd control, which have made the show less difficult to view. It's best to get a hotel room quite close to the Chelsea area and keep in mind that the Sloane Square tube station is the closest underground point. The Chelsea show's popularity is due primarily to it having kept up with the times in both horticultural and landscape presentations. Many people have heard that the show is conducted under tents, and that's partially true. Actually, 2 huge tents form the main show, but there are extensive gardens complete with masonry and bowling green-style lawns out of doors as well. The commercial exhibits are extensive, and one may easily spend most of a day just viewing what's new. Thinking of visiting the show? This year it runs May 22 to 26, and if you're planning a visit, you should at least allow the whole morning and get there at the opening. Keep in mind you do need to purchase your tickets in advance, and they are available either from the Royal Horticultural Society there or from agents here in Canada. I'm Art Drysdale.